You're listening to the Drex Radio Show.
Drex Radio Show.
On the next generation of KGO 810.
I love you. You love me.
No, I don't.
We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
Well, I was under the impression that somebody took Barney out around the millennium, but apparently not. Barney's still around. Being stuck on girls' heads, that 15-year-old girl in Alabama. And you might have seen this story, but I was asking around if people saw it, and I just saw it on one of the local news stations showing it. The 15-year-old girl from Alabama got her head stuck inside the giant Barney head and had to be rescued by the firefighters. She put it on as a joke, and it slipped down over her shoulders and got stuck. And poor Darby, the video is, it's like 5 million hits or something. Crazy.
It's hurting my upper arms, and it took a long time to get these things big.
So she's safe. But now she has to go back to school. Well, actually, she doesn't have to go back to school. It's good at summer vacation time, I would say. All right. So one thing that I wanted to bring up, because we were just talking about the fact that LeBron James' son is already trying. They're already trying to recruit this kid. He has standing offers from Duke and Kentucky. It's unclear when those offers were made, but LeBron is not thrilled. Now, you would think that he would, but he said, no, it should be a violation. You shouldn't be recruiting 10 or 11-year-old kids. And actually, he said that last year, okay? And I don't know. I just think he's doing the right thing. It's undue pressure, don't you think? I mean, it seems really ridiculous to put that pressure on a kid. And by the way, while we're speaking about the Cavaliers, let's have some fun with ESPN's Stephen A. Smith, who wrongly predicted the NBA champion 6 times in a row. So, thinks he knows, but apparently not.
I gotta give Miami the edge.
The Dallas Mavericks are NBA champions.
OKC collectively as a unit is a better team. They'll take Miami out in 6 games.
The Miami Heat are once again NBA champions.
I'm picking the San Antonio Spurs to win this series.
It's back-to-back titles for the Heat.
I'd probably bet my money on the Spurs, but I use the word probably because, Skip, I'm not doing it.
The Spurs are the 2014 NBA champions.
I'm going with the Cavs.
What? The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions.
I'm picking the Golden State Warriors.
The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
Oh, enough, especially with the last one. Okay, 12 more days until the 4th of July, right around the corner, and 44 more days until the Olympics in Rio, if anybody shows up. 212 days. What a mess that is down there. You know, between the Zika virus, Brazil is broke. Yesterday, when they lit the flame, they had a jaguar. Yes, actually, the tiger thing, the jaguar. Yes.
Not a British motor car.
No, not a British motor car. Thank you, Valerie. No, it was not. And it got loose and they had to shoot it in the head. I mean, this is bad omens. Bad omens.
It's like blood coming from the moon. I mean, I wouldn't go.
Yes, you're right. All this crazy stuff going on with the strawberry moon. It's just nonstop. I was affected today. Somebody rear-ended me on the way in here. I mean, my God, I don't know. What's going on? I don't believe I told the guy I work for KGO. So, but I'm okay. I'm okay. But my neck's starting to hurt a little bit, everybody.
Oh, stop.
Oh, please. No, no.
Stop.
No. I have a surprise for you, Valerie.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. But what do you think about this Led Zeppelin thing? So we just heard at the top of the hour that it's now in the jury's hands.
Well, it's only been in court for, what, 2-3 days? The jury's already going over it?
Yeah. But,
I think they better just start writing the checks now.
Bat poop crazy down there in L.A. today. Here's the latest. Led Zeppelin singer Robert Plant has told a court hearing, the Stairway to Heaven copyright dispute, that he has a very dim memory at the time it was written. He said he has no memory associating with the band Spirit, members of which say Led Zeppelin stole a chord sequence for Stairway to Heaven. He said, I don't have a recollection of almost anything or anyone that I've hung out with. And then everybody like burst into laughter in the courtroom, right?
He pled, some people plead the fifth. He pled the 60s.
Well, yeah, what are you going to, it's 40 years old. What are you doing? 46 years ago.
It's a good defense.
How does anybody know? So the two bands did play on the same bill in Birmingham in 1970. And Spirit's former bass player previously testified that he had drank a beer with Plant and smoked a snooker after the show at the Mother's Club in 70. Plant says he wrote Stairway to Heaven with guitarist Jimmy Page at the Headley Grange Estate. And he recalled sitting by a fire in the building when Page had played the introduction to the song. And there it started rolling out pretty fast, he said. But anyway, you know, they wanted this thrown out, and it's not being thrown out. You heard the top of the hour, them playing it. Should we guess the way this is going to go? I can't believe, first of all, there's not a statute of limitations. How is this going down 46 years later? So, you know, Stairway to Heaven, and then Spirit. I mean, look, here's the, is there chord progression? That really is the question. Defense lawyers argue that the chord progression in question is very common, and it's been used for more than 300 years.
Yeah.
So does that let them skate?
It's just parallel thinking. It's, I mean, it, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of songs, you're going to have some overlap.
The only thing is that part where they played together that one time, and all of a sudden, boom, there's the song.
It syncs up. Oh, I see. Yeah, they can. That's what they're arguing.
Right.
I think.
Yeah, we opened for you guys one night, and we were playing this, and then a year later, all of a sudden, out comes this.
I say it doesn't count.
You say it doesn't count. So you think they will not be found guilty of plagiarism?
I didn't say that. Yeah. I didn't say that. I think it's unfortunate that they are so parallel, and I think that they are going to be bled for money. And I think it's unfortunate.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. 415-808-0810. Any takers on that? Do you think Led Zeppelin stole this? I don't know. I say get the checkbook ready. But you're trying to say this is like a money grab.
Yeah.
But the jury's not going to go that way. That's... It's not a Florida jury. This is not the Hulk Hogan trial.
Oh, it's America, honey.
It is Los Angeles, so yes. We'll see what time it is in SoCal. Besides 120 degrees or whatever the hell it is. Oh, my God.
I am so glad I don't live down there anymore. Yeah.
Wouldn't be having that today.
Could not handle it.
All right. I was talking about my little fender bender today. This is really crazy, too, because the guy was so freaked out. You know, it's one of these things down here on the Embarcadero, when I'm turning left and you think when the other to go straight, that the green arrow is going to go left, at the same time that go straight goes green. And that's not the way it is.
They have two different lights.
Yes, they're distinctly two different lights. Yeah.
And he assumed the gun. And you were in front of him?
Right. Yeah, and he just, boom.
I can see how that happens.
Yeah. But... Yeah. He was very cool, and he pulled over, but he was standing there shaking. I said, dude, calm down. It's just a little ding.
Oh, he really was like,
yeah, the plastic molding, you're going to have to replace that.
Let me ask it in general terms. I'm not going to ask what type of car you have, but some people's cars are held together by duct tape and baling wire, and I'm assuming your car is not. Was his kind of on the duct tape side?
No. Okay. I mean, his was a pretty new car.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I know, I mean, sometimes that's just like
the last
thing
that anybody
can handle.
I have a nice car, but
I'm not driving. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
I'm not driving a Tesla.
Oh, it'll be fine. That's what deductibles are for.
But I felt bad because he had his family in there, and then he was shaking. He's like, oh, my God. I said, just calm down.
At least he cared. Oh. At least he wasn't a jerk about it.
Yeah, he didn't run off.
Yeah.
He didn't run off. Then there's the Good Samaritan who got billed for the car rescue. We'll talk about that coming up. Don't go away. And my intern, she has a great story about how bad things are with car accidents around here. You know, apparently the fact that I've been here a year and a half, I'm very fortunate that this is the first ding I've had.
You've had other experiences, huh?
Hers are bad.
Oh,
she's got bad ones.
I don't know about those.
Bad. She's our intern from San Francisco State. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810 with a look at traffic. Here is Lee Graham.
KGO 810 traffic. The next generation of KGO 810. Now, back to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show.
I love you. You love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show.
Oh my
show
gosh.
At KGO. Susan Downing is my guest. And hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. By the way, did you know that they used that clip from Barney on the prisoners in Guantanamo?
Wow.
Oh, well, I love it. I love Barney.
I know, but I mean, I saw that fact on the clip when I played it. I'm thinking, wait a second. Let me take a look at this again. Really? They used that on the prisoners in Guantanamo? I guess if you played that over and over again. And then that
Oh, they probably wanted to make the prisoners happy.
I guess. I suppose. So anyway, now you are the author of the children's book, A Happiness Year Round, with Bradykin, which is a wonderful dog, right?
Yes, it is my Catan de Tulier dog, and the books are all written about my Bradykin.
Okay, and so this is all about keeping kids happy in the summer, which is on right now, as we were just chatting about. Yeah. So, you know, the kids are cranky and crying on board, and then what?
What I do at the beginning of every summer is I make a realistic bucket list or plan. And the key word is realistic. You can get the entire family involved. We write down a list of everything that we want to do for the summer. And you can use local resources. You can look at the pool hours. You can look on Facebook, a lot of the social media groups. They'll have things happening in your area. And we make a list of everything that we want to do for the summer.
Okay, and so your kids, what are their ages? I mean, what are...
I have a 14-year-old and then a son that's in college.
Oh, okay. So now, you know, I don't have kids and Valerie doesn't have any children, so we're talking... We don't know all about what to do, but...
Yeah, I can
kind of raise
a cat. I think I've got that down.
You've got that down.
You have that down.
Yeah.
No, but I know lots of parents that this becomes somewhat of an anxiety-filled time. I was just talking to some people in the newsroom and... And they were talking about the fact that they kind of share. So she does her thing in the morning to help the kids, and then she's got to go to work. And when she comes home, it's the father's turn to take care of the kids while she chills out.
Right.
I mean, what kind of suggestions do you have for the parents?
I think just having a list. Like, we ended up, my husband and I both got home from work. I'm from the Boston area, so it's 10 o'clock here.
Right
before dinner, we ended up going to the beach. And we took the kids and, you know, we took the dogs. So even carving out an hour here, 30 minutes here, going for a walk, going for a bike ride, just doing something that changes the whole tune of the day from work mode to fun mode to happy mode.
All right, 415-808-0810 is the number.
I think that's great because when I think of summer and families, I think, well, you got to load the kids in the car and you got a squeaky cooler in the back and you got to go 4 hours to Wally World. And I get jitters about this. So the fact that you can just take half an hour to 60 minutes to do something together and just make that transition, like you said, from work to off the clock is a wonderful, what a great tradition. It's really accessible.
Right. We didn't pack a cooler. We just went and then we came home and made dinner together. So I think it can be little things like that. Another thing that's really huge is very inexpensive. In the neighborhoods, you can get a kickball game going or a wiffle ball game going in the evenings with all your neighbors and the families. And then if every family brought a refreshment out to share after. So a lot of times you think, oh, we have to spend all this money to keep our kids entertained. It's the basic things, how we grew up.
Right.
We didn't spend all this money on all these activities. So I think it's just bringing it back to the neighborhoods, your area, wherever you live, hiking, biking.
Exactly. I was just thinking about all the money we spent on activities. I had a hill and nature, and there were foxtails, and there were, you know, but I would go out on these little nature walks with our neighbor kids and their family, and it didn't cost anything.
Exactly, exactly. I can remember many nights playing kick the can or...
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. These kids don't know what all these games are, but yeah. I think it's just spending the time with your children. The book, this book that I wrote, Happen to Share Around with Bradyton, I actually wrote it with my daughter, who at the time was 12, and we sat down and we made the list of everything that made her happy. And that's how I created the book. It was everything that made Megan happy and things that just would make other children happy.
Okay, so 12's like prime time, 10, 11, 12. So what's on the list? I'm curious.
What's on the list?
Yep.
Okay, I have my book right here. So some of the things on the list would be, it was done during seasons. So it was biking, and it was sledding, and it was winter nights drinking hot cocoa, and spring days with soccer, lacrosse, or baseball, evening rides to the shopping mall, football games, raking fall leaves, trick-or-treating. It was all things that were basically around our house.
Well, that sounds like
fun. If you actually sat the children down and found out what made them happy, it's not the solitary items that they're doing or the activities. It's not the Game Boy. It's not the video games. It's the memories that you're creating, the family memories.
And what are your thoughts about sending the kids off to camp?
I think it's great. I think it's great if your family can afford it. We all went to camp. It might have just been, you know, a day camp, but I think it's great. There's activities. They can meet a lot of different people and develop friendships.
Well, I hated camp. So if you have a kid like, I guess I went to Boy Scout camp or something. I don't know. I didn't like it. I don't know. I mean, it just wasn't for me. I don't know what the problem was. Yeah.
But the thing is that's what you need to do. You need to sit down with your children and say, what do you want to do?
Right.
Maybe not just a full week camp. Maybe they just wanted to do a basketball camp or a baseball camp or an art camp.
Oh, well,
maybe
that's true.
That the child wanted to do.
Right. I think maybe that was the error of what was going on. It was kind of like, I was a Boy Scout, and okay, well, now you're going to camp, and then you're going to camp for a week, and then you're going to camp. And I was one of the kids in the first night writing with the letter home, get me the hell out of here. Save me. This is torture.
Right. Because, again, maybe you didn't have the open dialogue of what you wanted to do during the summer.
Well,
and I think that's important because I can plan the whole summer. I'm a really good planner. But I might plan a whole summer of activities that my kids, that we're dragging them to instead of having them really want to participate.
Okay, let's take some calls here. 808-0810. Gino and Pacifica, good evening. You're on KGO.
Hey, I tell you what, I just caught a little piece of it right there. I tell you what, I'm going to be the kids over there, and guess what? I don't want to bump into a little bit of fear. I don't want to be scared.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. That's the scary stuff for the kids.
You get challenged a little bit, and everybody gets jealous over each other because we're all like the same age, and they forget, you know, race, sex, creed, or anything else. Hey, guess what? I don't want to be afraid. And
Okay. All right. Let me ask her, Susan. Yeah. So I mean, fear is a big thing with children. That's what was going on with the Boy Scout camp with me.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, if your kid is afraid of doing something.
Well, I think that again, you need to sit them down and find out why are they fearful. Is it because they don't have someone that they're bunking with? Maybe somebody that's not familiar with them, and maybe get a friend to go with them and maybe take a visit to the camp. So they are not afraid. They're not fearful. So they have a visit. They know what to expect. They know where they're going to be sleeping. They might need a counselor that's going to be there. I think it's setting expectations for the week.
Yeah, and then, you know, and you had this going on. When you have children of different ages, 5, 6, 7 years apart, you've got two different roadmaps. So you've got two lanes running at the same time.
Right.
And I know that a lot of parents have that, yeah.
Right. And some of the activities might be a water park in the evening. They're discounted. The zoo. Those are great activities that will appeal to college kids all the way down to preschool.
Okay, 808-0810 is the number. I'm going to take a break and we'll be back. And we are talking with author Susan Downing. And we'll continue the conversation here with some other examples from elementary all the way to high school, as I mentioned. And if you have any thoughts on this, because I don't know. I mean, I have friends who have friction about this every year. Who's doing what with what kid?
Yeah, especially if you've got a large family.
Right,
How do you make sure everybody gets in their priorities that
because
summer?
Because mom and dad both have to work, and then they've got to entertain. And it's like, when is September? How many more minutes until they go back to school?
The countdown.
Right. Okay. Napa Valley does nice business.
That you think
there's the
summer wine bump in sales?
Do you think? I don't know. That's why I want to hear from parents because I'm not one. 415 is the area code. 808-0810 is the number. 808-0810. And you're listening to the Drex Radio Show. With a look at traffic, here's Lee Grant.
Drex on KGO 810.
We're talking about what to do during the summer with your kids. I mean, it's on, as you know. Here we are with the 4th of July, 12 days away. We have my guest is author Susan Downing. She is the author of the children's book, Happiness Year Round with Bradykin, which is very cute and wonderful. And it reveals how busy parents can nurture happiness with their kids during the summer. So again, it's bradykin.com, just like Brady and Kin. KIN.com. Check it out. This is great. So I wanted to tell you, Susan, that I have my intern from San Francisco State is a nanny. And so she's used to keeping the kids busy. What do you do?
I have had multiple ages with kids. I had twin 6-year-old girls last year. This year I'm working with a 2-year-old. And parents always want you to take their kids outside. Like when you interview for a job, the last thing you want to say is we love to watch TV and hang out around the house.
Okay. Well, that's a good question for Susan, because I bet a lot of kids want to sit around the house and get on their iPhones and play video games.
All day. My whole job is to convince these kids that there are better things to do than your iPad.
Okay. So what do you do with that, Susan?
If that was me, I would set them up with a schedule for the day. And if they enjoy doing the video games, I might limit it to a half an hour in the morning and a half an hour in the afternoon and just map out a plan. I think the big thing with 2-year-olds, 4-year-olds, it's transition. It's having them know what the next expectation is of them. So maybe they want to go outside and have a picnic in the afternoon or ride the bike in the park. Or a lot of these towns have free bowling. You could sign up for free bowling. So just try to get them active, busy, and engaged.
Yeah, I mean, I remember growing up, the Jewish Community Center was always open, and we could go there. We could go swimming in that pool. But I think, you know, but back in the day when we were kids, it would be, I grew up in the country, so I could get on my bike and I could go and I would just come back at dinner. But I don't think parents like that anymore.
Yeah, we definitely have to be regulated. Another thing that we've done in the past is there might be an activity that the kids do in the morning at the local rec center. And then at noon, we'd rotate for what mother would pick up the group. And at that point, the mother would make the lunch and have them for the afternoon.
Okay, so do you...
So you might only have one day to do an activity for your kids.
Are you cool with a down day with the kids, just hanging around the house and letting them do their own thing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's important. But again, if we go back to their list, we could say, okay, here's our list. What do you guys want to do this week? Blueberry picking, strawberry picking. Those are all very inexpensive activities. Then they can come home, help bake cake,
right,
cut up the strawberries for dinner. I think just to keep them on track and on path so they're not watching video games all day.
Well,
it takes planning.
Yeah, Amanda, I mean, the as adults, we have a short attention span. What is it now? Eight seconds? Less than a goldfish.
What?
So, yeah, what? what? So, yeah, I can imagine. A lot, and we were talking about this, especially with the inner city kids, people listening in San Francisco specifically, or Sacramento or Oakland or San Jose. They don't want to let their kids I don't know.
In the streets?
In the streets. Outside. Play in the streets. There you go.
Well, most people don't have backyards either. You don't have a backyard. You want your kid to get some sunshine because you get apartment fever. And, you know, your kid is going haywire because they haven't smelled a tree in, like, 24 hours.
Yeah.
You know? So then you have to find these safe places where you can let children, you know, roam around, where you don't have to hold their hand, you know, like, you're connected to me for this time being. 'Cause they need to be free. They need to explore. They need to have the chance to make decisions and you know, see the consequences of those decisions, whether that's good or bad. You know, if I skip this monkey bar, am I going to be able to do it? If I fall, am I going to get back up? Or am I going to wait for someone to come coddle me or whatever?
Yeah, so Susan, let me ask you this. Give us some examples of activities that would appeal to kids at different ages from elementary to high school. Oh, Susan, are we there? I think we might have dropped.
Susan? I'll check on.
Check on it. Okay. I just think that, so what are the ages again that you were?
So right now I'm with a 2-year-old, and last year I had twin 6-year-old girls. So the twin girls could play with each other,
right,
interact.
Right. They have each other.
Oh, yeah, totally. Always and forever.
But I mean, you know, kids, it's like, okay, now I did this. Okay, so we went for a ride on the bike.
And that's a whole thing in itself. I would have to actually load up the car, put their bike in the car, and take them somewhere safe like Fort Mason to let them ride around because parents didn't want their young kids riding their bikes on the street
because they don't
trust drivers. Or your kid.
Yeah, no, exactly. Had that today. Yes. You don't know. We were just talking about that. There are certain places where it's not even safe to walk around the streets because people can't drive sometimes.
Muni drivers might clip you. Never know.
We had an example of that happen today here in the office. Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on. I think it's that crazy moon. Okay. All right. So we're going to reconnect once again. We are with author Susan Downing. And her book is Happiness Year Round with Bradykin. So we were just getting, Susan, to the examples of activities that would appeal to kids, you know, especially if you go through the range from elementary school to high school. So let's run through some of those.
Okay, great. I think gardening, maybe a scavenger hunt that you could have the older siblings plan for the younger ones. We mentioned biking, hiking, beaches, swimming, various lakes, ponds, oceans. Coordinate a neighborhood sports tournament, street barbecue, bowling, Sunday family dinners, and have the children involved. Plan the menu, maybe for their grandparents, cousins. There's outdoor free concerts, movies, water park, zoos. The other thing that we do every summer is we host a child through the Fresh Air Fund.
Oh, that's nice.
And that child comes for the whole week, and they're in inner city children from New York, and we bring them to our house for a week. And that ends up having the whole family involved because we try to plan different things for the children to do.
Okay.
The child to do.
Now, this may be, off the cuff here, but nonetheless, I want to ask you, at what point are you okay with the kid being latchkey?
At what age? I think it depends on the neighborhood.
Okay.
If that child is coming home to neighbors on both sides and, you know, you might know the parents and then they could check in if there was a problem, I think it depends on the neighborhood, how safe the neighborhood is.
Well, that's a good point because I remember when I was 14 or 15, I was like, God, you know, go do your thing. I'm fine. You know,
Right. Oh, that's fine. I think once they're babysitting age. But the
okay,
thing is,
that's
most
a good
schools
point.
Now have after school programs. And they're really inexpensive. We put our kids in that when we worked. And then they'd have activities. So by the time they got home, they already had their homework done, and they already played.
All right. Well, this is great advice, and I appreciate it very much. And again, the name of the book is Happiness Year Round with Bradykin, and the author is Susan Downing. I appreciate it very much, Susan. Have a great night.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You bet. All right. So you still doing the nanny thing?
I still do the nanny thing. I wear my running shoes when I show up because I'm We do go outside, actually. I know.
In the city, right?
In the city. Yeah, I actually had this kid 9 to 5 for a full week, and I had to do all of that planning. I really had to fill up his day and keep him entertained and having fun, you know, off the iPad.
Well, I've only known you for a short time, but I would say you're a good bet. But what's the vetting process like? These parents, you know, what did they put you through to decide? I mean, come on.
This family is really easy. They were like, what do you want to do? You want to go to the zoo? You want to go to the beach? You want to go to this park? I had access to the car. So, yeah, I went to different parks every day. I went to the zoo. last family I worked with the twin girls, she had me plan their entire summer.
That's just what Susan was saying, yeah.
Literally, like, every single week, they were going to a summer camp, and it was going to be a different one, and it was going to be diverse, and at least two of them had to have swimming, because we all love swimming.
Well, did the kids want to do that, though?
Yes and no. Yes and no. So I planned every single week for them. I even helped plan, like, their month-long trip to Portugal. She was like, find me a circus in Portugal that I can send the girls. And I was like, they don't speak Portuguese.
See, this is the part that I think has got to be very different working here in the Bay and living in the Bay, because there's a lot of money to be thrown around in some places. And yeah, take my kids to Portugal. I'll see you in a month.
Well, and the kids were so overwhelmed. Yeah. Like, there were so many things we had planned for them. Like, I didn't mind them sitting around and having their
That's
iPad.
Why I asked Susan that. Yeah, is it cool to just let them chill, have like a chill day?
Totally. You know, yeah, I felt bad for them.
Right.
Did the children have any input on what sort of like different camps they wanted to go? Like, oh, horseback riding, I want to do that one.
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah, we would ask the girls, like, you know, we knew what they were interested in. We knew what camps they had fun at before. And they had a little bit of input, but there was still some shoving happening.
Yeah, because I'm sure they don't want to do stuff all the time that's on mom's list because, you know, when mom and dad are paying you, they expect you to keep them busy bees.
Right.
And that's going to drive the kids crazy.
Right. When they're going from opera lesson to violin lesson to summer camp to swimming, I'm like, when do they get to sit down and be a kid?
I agree with you. All right, 808-0810. We've got some more calls in. I thank, once again, Susan Downing for calling and talking to us. Again, her book is Happiness Year-Round with Bradykin. With Bradykin is the book, and it's bradykin.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. If you're on hold, stay there. And let's take a look at traffic now at 746 with Lee Graham.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay, the only night show live and local in the Bay here in San Francisco and around the world at KGOradio.com. Get the KGO app today, download it for free, and we KGO go wherever you go. Coming up after the top of the hour, we're going to be talking to Nikki Stallard of the Pink Pistols. And this is a part of the LGBTQ community who think that they should be armed to the teeth. It's going to be a very interesting conversation about guns because they're very pro-gun.
So, and very pro-gay.
Yes. So we shall have that discussion coming up here in just a short bit. Let's see. Let's take some calls here. We'll go to Keith. Keith, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Hey there. How you doing?
Hi, Keith. Doing well.
So let me just say, I don't remember the nanny's name, but I want to really salute you for what you're doing. Let me be really brief. You're working for parents who think a two-year-old kid needs a trip to Portugal. 99% of the people listening to this show who are parents are not planning to take their kids to Portugal. So let me tell you what.
Yes. They're planning to drink a bottle of port.
Yeah, listen. No, I want to be really serious here. You have an opportunity to work with kids, whether they're age 2 or whether they're 10. Kids, here's what you need to do, and I think you probably already know this. Read those kids' stories. Talk to them. Hang out with them. Be there for them in the way that their parents, for whatever reason, are not. because they're so busy planning that trip to Portugal. Just hang out with them. Remember that they are little mammals who need to remember that that somebody loves them. Keep doing that, and don't worry too hard about all the activities you need to do to keep them amused. Just hang out with them and tell them stories.
No, that's great. That's because, you know, it's not about longitude and latitude about where the kids are. It's about, you know, doing family things or fun things that will be memories forever, you know, and good things.
I'm not even sure it's about that. It's just hang out with them and remind them that somebody cares about them. You're the nanny. You are the one who cares for them right now. And no offense to their parents. Bless their hearts. The parents are really busy with whatever they're doing. I'm a parent myself, okay? I'm not a perfect one. Just hang out with those kids and let them know that they are okay.
Well, one of the things that, you know, she was talking about as far as being the nanny was her, these parents coming up with a multitude of things that they want done with their children all damn day. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm sure they don't want to do this all the time. And she said, no, they don't. No.
That's right. They need to be reminded that, listen, you know, I had all the activities for my kid who's now 17. And listen, he's okay. But if I could do it all over again, I would not have had special videos for my kids. You know, Baby Einstein, remember that one?
Yes.
The idea that kids need to watch videos that remind them of that they're Mozart and Einstein and Beethoven. Listen, just and turn off the TV set, hang out, take them across the street to the park, sit with them and tell nursery rhymes, okay? Just simple stuff.
That's it. All right. Thank you very much, Keith. Thanks for the great call. That's good stuff. Speaking of great stuff, America's Got Talent, and when he was talking, I was just thinking about this 16-year-old, Calista Bove, I think, maybe? I'm not sure.
Sure. It sounds good.
Sounds good. But Simon used his golden buzzer on America's Got Talent last night. He was the last holdout from the four judges, and he used it for this 16-year-old who is a cancer survivor. So she did Rachel Platten's fight song. And she got the golden buzzer. Take a listen.
And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream them aloud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm more out song. My power's turned on. Starting right now, I'll be strong. A small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion.
Straight through to the finals she goes, and we'll be right back, and we'll begin the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It looks like the Fed has fumbled the ball again.